think a lot of people
would. Can we rewind?
What?
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Boo, boo, boo. All right, into the show, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, there's the party line, 402-915-0962. And then there's bigpartyshow.com. All right, it's our website. It has everything. If you're looking for links, if you're looking for some cool merch, we have a merch store up as well. You could. Oh, you're wearing something right now. Look at that.
Ask me about my cat.
So, yeah, you can get that shirt. And there's a dog one there, too, and a fish. Ask me about my dog. Ask me about my fish. My fish, yeah.
Like my favorite one.
Yeah. So, go ahead do that. It's bigpartyshow.com. I just saw a post. Someone's lighting up a local restaurant. Yeah, because I hate it when people do this, but, I mean, I was just kind of curious when I saw it, and now I'm reading all the comments. Apparently, they got food, and when they got it home, they took a picture of like this big old clump of whatever. I don't even know what it was. It had hair.
All.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, and then here you go. It's just, I'm never going there again. They even said, I guess they, you know, she obviously complained because they even said that, hey, come back and we'll take
She's
care
like,
of
never.
You.
Never. I found a clump of a biohazard in my food. Oh, yeah. No, I'd love another try. Like, what's going on back there?
I know. Isn't that funny? But that's normal, correct? I mean, is that how you do that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're the restaurant, you're moving heaven and earth to get them what they wanted to make up for the mistake. But there are some things where it's like, that bell's already rung. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's like something's wrong with your food and it's not like, oh, my steak was overcooked or, oh, I didn't like this pasta. But like when you're finding a foreign object, not like I said no shrimp and there's shrimp in here. Like if you find something like a fingernail or a bug, like you're done.
Yeah.
Like it's like I don't want anything else out of that kitchen. Like, well, I just want you to forgive the bill and we're all going to forget this happened and I'm leaving. Like, I don't want any more food from you.
Okay, so you would do the same thing.
Yes.
I don't like to cause scenes or anything like that. It's funny because you go down the comments and there's a comment of a lady, another person that said, I found the same thing in my food. And then it was like, is it at the same? Did you go to the same place? And yes, they went to the same place and they ordered it through like DoorDash or something like
that.
But yeah, I'm just sitting there zooming in this thing that I don't even know what it is. But it looks like it had legs. I'm assuming
that's the hair. Stop.
Wow.
I know, but like it just turns my stomach. Like I don't want to think about that coming near any food, let alone like it. Just having worked in the service industry, there are certain things you can make good on, and then there's certain stuff where you're like, we're effed. Like, they're so pissed. Like, there's no coming back from this. Like, just cut our losses. Give them, you know. I mean. And even in stuff like that, like you'll forgive the bill, or, you know, they walk out on the tip, you do everything and they're still going to light you up. I mean, if it's bad enough, if it's egregious enough, like it doesn't matter that the meal was comped. You're like, this still happened to me. I'm traumatized.
Yeah, I know. Every time you drive by the restaurant now, you're going, and I, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not going to say who it is. I don't need to do that. It's not my issue. I just noticed it before we jumped on. But now whenever I drive by this restaurant, I'm going to think of that, those two comments. I mean, everybody else is being kind of funny, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, everyone was trying to figure out what it was. Then you have that one person that goes, well, you obviously transferred it from the styrofoam box onto a plate. So maybe that's your hair. That started a fight.
Yeah. Then they're like, nice try. What are you with the restaurant? Gary 101, anonymous user, whatever. The one thing I will say, I did go to a restaurant once, a really nice, like high-end restaurant. This wasn't in Omaha. And we got the chef's table where you get to sit and watch the kitchen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really neat, right? So you're watching everything and you're watching all the sous chefs work. So there's this thing in kitchens that people will do. Well, you'll take a spoon, you'll put it in a sauce, you'll taste it just to get a seasoning profile for it. Like, does it need more salt? Does it need more acid? Whatever.
That's why the chef carries around that spoon, right? Like it looks like
a gold. And then you toss the spoon.
Okay.
There's a ramekin there that you put the dirty spoons in.
Okay.
You never want to ever contaminate, right? I watched this chef take a spoon, taste it, and put it back in the sauce.
Oh my God.
I was like, we have to leave now. Like, what other sauces has he done that to?
All of them.
All of them. And I'm with these people and they're like, isn't this restaurant great? I'm like, mm-hmm. And it would come up every once in a while, like, do you want to go to that restaurant? And I'd be like, no, I really don't. I didn't put them on blast. I never went on like Yelp. I never did anything like that, but I never went back.
Okay.
Like, that was it. Like, I didn't blow the place up. I didn't go viral with it. But that was like so bad. And I can say that because I've worked in kitchens. If the chef had caught that person doing that, they would have, you have to throw out the whole sauce. You have to throw out everything.
Sure.
So whatever you've been working on is completely gone.
So you'd be fired. Scolded, right? I mean,
taking
I can see
line.
It happening, like not thinking, you're just rushing and you do it. But you're right. God. In the back of your mind, like, you're like, is this what you do all the time? Gosh. Like, yeah, I've had a couple of experiences. And I've never gone back to those places. Well, I have because I didn't say something when something happened. But it's always in my head. Mm-hmm. You know. And basically what happened was it was someone's birthday. Okay. They bring a big giant slice of cake.
Okay.
And a bunch of forks. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I watched someone in my family cut into that cake, and as they pull the cake with the fork, there's a long hair that's still stuck in the cake.
Yeah.
That's going with it. And so I grabbed it real quick.
Okay.
Like it was, I didn't want to ruin it for anyone. So I just let everybody eat. I didn't eat it. But I let
like, I didn't eat it, but I let everybody else lick that fork. That's right. There was no human hair in there.
Yeah. And then the other time outside of that, and I never went to this restaurant. I was in the restroom and one of the cooks came back. And you know how they always say, you know,
and then
wash
they didn't
your,
wash their hands.
Did not wash their hands.
Yeah,
and
that's another
right
one where you're like,
back into the kitchen. Now, I don't even know if there's a sink in the kitchen.
There is, but there's no guarantee that you saw. I mean, that person needs to wash their hands when a guest is. I mean, even if they're like, I never do, but like there's a guest in the bathroom with you, you pantomime. You're like, look at this. I am squeaky clean. Because I don't know if you're going back to the kitchen and soaping up before you go in. What are you, a doctor? Like, I have no idea.
I know.
Like,
that's
I need to see you do it. Like, we all... Because then that's the other thing. I'm like, so what? You just touched the like bathroom handle? Gross.
Yes.
Ick.
Yeah.
Sick.
He went to the restroom and then we kind of both, we didn't walk out at the same time, but the door to the restroom right across the hall was the kitchen swinging door.
Okay.
And he went right from restroom, door, swinging door.
Fail.
And I was like, going home.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, so I don't know what happens to this restaurant. It's a fairly new restaurant, and it exploded with their type of food, I don't know how you fix that when social media's been involved, and it's that bad with pictures.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what you do.
That's pretty tough to overcome. I mean,
God.
As somebody who has worked in the restaurant industry, it's a hard, it's one thing to have somebody be like, the server was rude. You're like, I get it. Maybe the server was having a night, what have you. Like, you see those reviews, like something, or like the hostess left us, we didn't get to sit for like 20 minutes. You're like, it, you know, come on. Like, we're all human. But stuff like that, where it's
that's
like
different.
Somebody messed with my food. You're like, whoa, okay.
How many people ate there? And not as like going,
think about
oh
it.
My God. And there's I call it rage bait, because it seems like there's a lot of rage bait, you know. What they do is, and a lot of it's on Reddit, actually. So there was a question of, do you tip somebody who forgot to put in your order? So this guy apparently ordered from the waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back and said, did you want a refill on your drink? And he's like, yes. And then she said, did you want to order some food? He said, I already did with you. And she goes, oh, my God, I forgot to put it in. Is that that just seems made up to me. But and so the big question was, do I tip this person? Like, why? Because she forgot to put in an order? I would guess so. I mean, and then he was like, well, you know, I was there like 30 minutes longer because now I had to wait even longer. So I don't know if he was sitting there with a beer or whatever for 40 minutes waiting for some wings. So I don't know. Do you tip that person? I would assume yes.
Yeah,
I still tip.
And, I mean, again, do you do everything perfect at your job?
No.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a thing where it's like, yes, there is an expectation of service. You should have that. Like, the fact that that person forgot is not okay. That isn't all right. But is it something where you're going to not pay them? Like, if you screw up paperwork at work, they're not like, we're docking your pay. Sorry.
Yeah.
You needed to file that. I mean, maybe it's because I have so many friends that are in the industry that I'm a lot more, you know, I'm a lot more sympathetic or just empathetic. Like, I get it. Like, I've been there. I mean, they owned up to it.
Yeah, they owned up to it.
So many of those times you'll be like, the kitchen is backed up, and you look around the dining room and you're the only table. You're like, really? The kitchen's. But there's also times where you feel like, trust me, you're like, the kitchen. They're like, I am one of two tables and those people are eating. So I know they're not working on their order.
Yeah, waiting sucks. That's the worst part is waiting. And then when it comes out, it's not hot. Like, I went to a place, Molly, that we love, right? And I don't know what happened, but they came out with the food and they gave me frozen lettuce on the side. Once the lettuce frozen, I
right?
Don't know.
Yeah.
So it was wilted frozen lettuce, and the food was cold. But I didn't complain. I just let it.
You're like, I just waited till the show. Now, now.
I didn't say where.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say where. A lot of these food places, I think they're having a hard time. I think, I don't know, maybe cost.
Yeah, I think a lot of places employees. Are. And I also think that, you know, it's really difficult right now to find people that want to work front of the house.
What does front of the house mean? Is that like
waiting tables, busboy? I'd say boy, I didn't mean that. Bus person.
I want to be called a busboy.
And hosting. I mean, it's just tough because it's not a guaranteed salary. You're going off of tips. And I think a lot of people would.
Can we rewind?
What?
You actually corrected yourself from calling someone a bus boy. I mean, bus person.
Bus person? Bus individual? Because I think it's a dated term that used it. When I worked in a restaurant, that's what we said. These people were full-grown adults, and for whatever reason, we still called them children. I don't know why.
So if, girl,
if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be making any money because they're the like backbone of the operation. They're the ones that are like making sure your table's clear, making sure your table's set up. I mean, yeah,
I rarely see women doing that. I see women picking up your plates when you're done, but you generally don't see the bus person, bus boy or whatever with the tub these days. Mm-hmm. You rarely do see that anymore. Where they come and just sweep up the whole you know, table.
Yeah, it depends. The tubs are there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, a lot of times you don't see them take them out to the table anymore. People just take it and put it in the tub over on the side. Or a lot of it now is self-clearing. Like,
oh yes,
you bus yourself, like self-bussing.
Do you tip when you're bussing yourself? I don't know.
Why you gotta bust yourself?
Why you busting?
Come on. You know, if there was a server, listen, I mean, because I've gone to cafes.
I tip anyway.
You go up to the counter. You're like, I would like an iced latte and a scone. And they hand it to you and you tip them. And then you go over to the table and you sit down with your cup and your plate and your fork. And then when I'm done, nobody's clearing that away. I'm taking it and I'm putting it in the bus tub. And then I'm walking out.
Do you tip? Then you do
tip. I tipped. I do.
You do
but
tip.
But I also, so here's the thing that I'm curious about. And I put this out to party crashers. What is the acceptable form of buying a cocktail or buying a beer now? It used to be a buck a drink.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Like, if somebody poured you a beer, you got the change back, you threw down a dollar for every drink. I mean, so if I drank five beers, that's $5 that eventually that person's getting. Is that still the case? Because now you've got these drinks where I'm getting the tab and, like, let's say, because they'll be like, I need a card to start a tab, right? And you're not going crazy. Let's say you and your girlfriend, like, recently I went out and we each had two drinks. So you get the bill and, you know, it's like $40 or what have you. And so then they'll tell you 15%, you know how they'll tell you at the bottom of the ticket, 15, 18, 20%.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, no, isn't it just $4? I got four drinks. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, you got four drinks total.
Yes.
Okay. So I think the logic on this one, in my opinion, is that you tip 20% off the total bill if it's that scenario. But if you're buying drinks individually, like you're walking up and getting a drink at a time.
I go up to the bar.
That's $1.
I go up to the bar. I order with the bartender. There's no table service.
Okay.
So I order two cocktails. I take them back to my table. We're going to have another round. I take the glasses that we finished. I take them back up to the bar, order two more drinks, take them back to the table. And then when it's time to go, I go up to the bar and I say, I'm ready to close out. And then they give me the tab and it's $40 or whatever. And then it's 15, 18 or 20%. And I'm thinking, but
I only
ordered four drinks and I came up to the bar. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Exactly. It would be no difference if you were paying it individually.
Right.
So it'd be $4 versus $8 is what it would be. It doesn't seem, you're right. It doesn't seem like you should be paying 20% off of four drinks. It should be $4 unless, do I sound like a monster?
That's what we normally tip.
When I go to a show, if I go to, we'll just say Stir Concert Co.
Yeah.
Walk up, give them my card, I'm buying one drink. Then I tip them $1 off of that every time.
Yes.
That's
what I'm saying.
Know.
It's really tough. And I've had that happen a lot lately. There are a lot of places that you sit at a table, but there's no cocktail server. You go up to the bar and order. And if you want to, and then they're like, do you want to close out now or do you want to keep the tab open? And if there's like four of you, you're like, well, we're not going to just sit here and have one drink. We're probably going to have at least two and then we can just settle up or whatever. So you give them a card and they hold it. And then you go to leave and it's like 20%. And I'm not a cheapskate and I don't. And I've waited tables and I've bartended. I just want to know what the new standard is because I'm kind of out of touch. I don't know. In my mind, it's still a buck a drink. And then I say that and I'm like, maybe it's $2 a drink now? Like, I don't
know. No, never. Because a drink is, even if it's $4, you're still, a $4 drink is still 80 cents. $5 would be a dollar. I mean.
Yeah, but you're ordering these cocktails now that are like 13 bucks.
Oh, well, see, that's different. That now you're paying for $13 drinks. You need to give them 20% off of that, not just a
Why?
Dollar.
It's a gin and tonic.
I don't even know. I don't
but
even know.
You know what
know.
I mean? Yes. Like the drink hasn't changed, just the price has. It's still like I'm getting a vodka soda and it's $12. And it's not like they're back there like, you know, I mean, so yeah. Like, it's not like bartender where they're like throwing bottles and doing whatever. And like, yeah, like it's like
they need
they're
to
like
be
literally
doing
taking
that.
A bottle, pouring in vodka, taking the gun, putting in soda, adding a lime and handing it to me. And I'm supposed to be like, here's $18.
That's tough. That's right? Tough. Yeah, I think it just depends on, I don't know, a beer. I do a dollar. Tequila, that's the thing. You're giving them a card so it just gets ramped up and then they yes. come back at you. I mean, I rarely carry cash with me. If anything, I mean, cash is nothing but a gift to me. I you know, now I'd give gifts of cash.
Yeah.
But God, I don't know. That's a good one. Like I'm still wrapped up on, they all do it now. I get it. But in the beginning, there was a restaurant that, again, I'm not mentioning names.
Yeah.
The guy wasn't the most pleasant person to talk to. He was like the owner, right? Super popular place. He would, you know, you would order your stuff and then he would flip it around to tip, right? And I'm still hung up on that because I'm like, what am I tipping on?
Yeah.
And then someone brings out the food and you know, wherever I'm sitting, because you have a number and stuff like that. I'm still, I mean, we have just punted and said, we're going to pay everybody 20%. And if you don't get it, you get lit up on Facebook or, you know, Instagram or whatever. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. The dollar thing, that's something else.
If that's the new, if 20% or $2 is the new, my thing is I hate undertipping. Like I hate undertipping and being that person where they're like, God, you gave me a dollar. Like, seriously, here's your nickel back. Like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't want to be that chick. But at the same time, there is something where when you're getting a $40 or $50 tab and it was just four drinks, it seems like excessive to tip 20% on that.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I mean,
because we want to know what you're doing because we are dealing with two different things. Because it's a total versus a one, like you're buying it there. That's where it gets confusing for me. I'm like, because you're right. Because I drink tequila, so I don't pay as I go. I just let it run up like an idiot. I should pay as I go.
Nobody pays as they go really
anymore. Not anymore. Yeah, not anymore.
And most places won't. I mean, it you feel like a ding-a-ling going up and being like, and I'm closing out, and I'm closing out, and I'm closing. They're like, seriously, yes. This is the fourth time you've closed out with me. Could we please just stop the charade? You're obviously going That's to be me. Drinking another. Like, you're probably going to come up here again. You're like, what? Nuh-uh. I am done. Four drinks.
Oh, my God. I used to do that all the time, Molly.
You are the king of what? Just one more.
I'd just be like, one more, let's tab out. And then they'd come back and I'd be like, could I get another one? Open up. Then I'd be like, then just tab me out.
Like,
then I just stopped. I stopped being the one more guy a long time ago because it got to be a little ridiculous. But yeah, I don't know.
The other pushback that I've heard is, if you don't want to pay 20% on these cocktails, don't go out. That's the other argument I've heard. And that's not, if that's the case, then that's fine. I just don't want to be that jerk that's getting taken advantage of for not, I don't want to be jipping. I don't want to be shortchanging the server or the bartender, but I also don't want to be the person where it's like, blindly signs their money away and doesn't give it any thought. Like, we're all in an economic reality right now where dollars add up and matter, right? Like, we're all feeling the pinch a little bit, whether that's, you know, gassing up the car or what's changed at the grocery store or just the inflation that we're all facing with tariffs and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit more money intelligent. Like, you're like, okay, I can't just blindly sign away anymore. I mean, gone are the days of being like, whatever, 20%.
Well, the thing is this, is that, I mean, maybe what needs to happen is it the tipping scale needs to be restructured, you know, because you're giving 20% to people who come to your table. They make all your stuff. They bring all your drinks and all this other stuff. But then we're also giving 20% to somebody behind a bar that's just literally pouring a beer and handing it to you or mixing up a little bit of a drink. You know, maybe that just needs to change.
That's what I'm curious about. Because to me, industry standard, like, it cracks me up when they put 15% on there. Like, it's always like 15, 18.
Yeah.
20. I've seen some places that are 18, 20, 25. Like, it just depends. To me, industry standard now is 20%. Like, you just doing your job, you just phoning it in is an automatic 20%. And then above that is like when somebody's like made it, you know, I've gone out to dinner where there's a huge crowd of us. Like, when we went to dinner down in Nebraska City and there were 16 of us.
Yeah,
and of those 16, only 4 were adults and 12 were children. We could not have given that money, enough money to that woman. Like, we were like, take it all, like Brinks truck. Here you go. Something like that. I get it. Like, you don't stop. You just keep handing over cash. But when, like, what we're talking about.
Yeah. We go from hair and food to tipping.
Listen, it's part of the journey. But it's also like we're not the only ones wondering about this.
I know. It's different times right now. I mean, look what gas costs, you know. I mean, you definitely have to cut a little bit. I mean, now I'm watching gas. I mean, I'm watching how much gas I have because my tank counts down like 99 miles, 95 miles.
Mine too.
Thank God, because now I can be a little smarter because I just filled up the 4Runner and it was like $75. And that was a week ago. And I have that Tacoma, which is bigger. So that's going to probably be $100+ to fill up that thing. Maybe I should just start driving Wylene to work.
Well, I mean, the other thing is, you know, Gas Buddy. I've used that a couple different times now. And I've gone to, like, there was, so I'm in Chicago, and right now, so when I last filled up, it was last week, and the average, for now, it's almost $6.
Jeez.
A gallon. Mm-hmm. And if you get premium, it is over $6. Like, but if you just get, like, gas, I went on Gas Buddy last week when I had to gas up because it was like $5.19 a gallon. That was last week. And I found a place that was selling it for like $4.89.
Okay.
Like, heck yeah, I'm going to that place.
That's a score for sure.
Like, yeah, like I was like gassing up at $4.89 place. And now it's down to half a tank. I'm like, no.
God, no,
you need to last until they open the straight. You need to open the straight so you
can
laugh.
Open the straight. And then mowing. Oh, my God, I had to go get
gas. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Anything you don't have an electric mower?
No, I don't have one. My stepmother does, and it's great. I never got it. I got her one for, I think it was Mother's Day. But I wish I would have. I didn't think the thing would work as well as it does. First of all, it's 1,000 pounds lighter, you know. And then, and it just goes. Cuts good, does all that stuff. I have a riding lawnmower that because I had that big backyard and I was having knee issues and I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I can afford it. Let's just buy a riding lawnmower. So I have that. Now the yard's half the size and sometimes I'll mow the lawn in the front, which is the size of I don't even know. It's so small. I look so stupid riding around
Like, that guy is the laziest. Seriously. Who has a riding lawnmower for a postage stamp lawn? It probably is harder for him to run those corners tight than it is.
So basically,
I'm out on the sidewalk. Oh no.
Basically, then people drive by. They drive by all the time, and I get self-conscious. You know, I'm sitting there on a riding lawnmower, literally mowing a postage stamp where I have to back, after I mow one way, I have to back up just to make the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. So anyway, I don't have electric, but I have forced myself this year to use the push mower on the front just for, you know, not to be shamed. Or silently judged. Yeah. So, yeah. But if you guys got any suggestions for Molly, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us at 402-915-0962. All right, we're going to rock out of here. You ready to rock out? And
I'm ready to rock out.
Have some cocktails and over tip. Let's do it. Let's make
or
it happen.
Under tip and have them be like, nice try, old lady. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just want to tip appropriately.
You know, what should happen is that if they serve you like really strong drinks, then you should tip. But if it's just the typical little shot thing, which I hate it when restaurants do that. When they measure. Like, I have buddies that own restaurants, and that's what they do. They broke it down to how much each bottle costs, mm-hmm. right? And how much they make for each bottle. That's how tight.
That's how you stay ahead.
Do it. Yeah, and that's how tight it was. So I didn't complain. I just didn't tip.
You just talked into this. You're like, I'm just here now complaining.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on, we'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.